hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Girls with Dogs.
After dark. Why you let me sip my tea?
You knew I was starting. You knew.
I'm not well.
So my name is Kimberly. I am the blogger behind Keep the Tail Wagging. I'm here with my dear, dear friend, Kathy, the blogger behind Groovy Golden Doodles. And we are Girls with Dog. How are you feeling, Kathy? You sound better.
Well, I sound better, but I don't feel a whole lot better. I have something, you know, some ancient thing called the common cold. And I say it's ancient because remember years ago, you could be sick and somebody go, oh, I'm so sorry. But now when you're sick, the first thing they say, like Lee was like, I'm going to put a COVID test on the porch. I was like, what are you talking about? You slept with me last night. So putting the COVID test on the porch, it's not going to help you, bubby. I mean, really. But yeah, we just panic now. And I feel like I have to just go around and say, I have a cold.
He will go bring me stuff home, but it's sort of like to make up for the fact that his first response was to treat me like I had Ebola. And I needed to be as far away from him as possible. Mm-hmm. So that wasn't appreciated.
No, not at all. But yeah, I'm feeling a little bit better. I am going to take advantage of the weekend and really just stay at home. But Charleston is in a panic because our temperature is going down to 20 degrees. We don't know what to do. It's 47 degrees now. We don't know what to do. I've wrapped my fruit trees in sheets with clothespins. I'm layered up with clothing. But I do want to talk to you, though, because anything under 30 degrees is considered freezing, right? Mm-hmm. So you should have seen me in my prep. You know, I got Jax's coat out, so we're ready for the morning. But bad pet parent, I have no fall balm. I had some and it went bad.
No.
So like it like crumbled.
So
I threw it out. So this goes back to the days when I used to call you and say, hi, Kimberly, this is Kathy. I want to ask you a question. Remember those days? And so can I just use cocoa therapy, the coconut oil on his feet when we get in?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I know he's going to lick it all off. Mm-hmm. But I was saying I could probably use that.
I usually massage it, and I just basically sit there massaging it like I'm giving him a foot massage.
Yeah.
As much of it soaked in as possible because, yeah, the same. I used to do it with Rodrigo all the time.
Yeah, I just think he would appreciate that. I mean, we have tonight and tomorrow night. And then I think last night it was like 30 degrees. But then this morning it was like 38. But here's the thing that trips me out. Thursday we'll be up back at 75.
Wow.
It's just insane. It is really insane.
I think we might have got to 40 today, which was impressive because it's been so cold here. So today has been the coldest or the warmest day of the week. Last weekend we were in the teens. Like I got up in the morning, it was 12 degrees outside. It's ridiculous. But yeah. it got up to like 39 today.
Wow.
No, it got up to 42 today. So that was nice. And
yeah,
I've been watching the weather and we're just going to be in the mid 30s. Or no, that's for the day. Let me see. Oh, okay. So, well, we have a week of rain coming up. So that's fun. And we're just going to be in the 40s for the next week.
Well, you have rain gear now, so it doesn't bother you.
I do. I have fancy rain gear.
Doesn't it make a difference? Like, I used to dread going out in the rain. Not because I didn't want to get wet. It was just such an ordeal.
It was. I'm used to it because, I mean, I live in the Pacific Northwest. But the part that sucks is drying them off, depending upon the dog. The dog that was actually the one that I dreaded walking in the rain was actually Rodrigo. His hair, his coat, he would soak up every drop of moisture and just be soaked through and through. And it took him forever to dry. With the Apollo, he doesn't get too wet. It sort of stays on the outside. Bella, though, she does get wet. It's Zoe, actually, that definitely gets wet. So I love my rain gear for Zoe. So sometimes I don't put it on all of them. I'll just put it on Zoe. And I have a feeling that she loves it, too, because she just tends to prance down the trail when we're walking down the trail with her.
Oh, well, yeah, because you didn't take her out naked. She has clothing. So for those of you that have absolutely no clue or idea what we're talking about the rain gear sets for the dogs and the humans by Wolf Essential. If you have not heard us talk about it, please visit their website, Wolf Essential. They have coats, winter coats, fleece coats, and rain coats or rain gear, along with some other accessories. But their products are very well made. And Kimberly and I both have sets now, so we don't have to be out there getting drenched. And then I don't have to worry about Jax's underbelly. And thanks to Wolf Essential, we did have a giveaway, did we not?
We did. We had a wonderful giveaway. And I want to find the person that was the winner. She was so nice because she just won it. She has a cute little dog. And I think, I want to say his name is Jasper. I'm horrible. Here we go. Yep, Jasper. So Jasper was the winner. And so they got a small and they chose the eclipse color. So that is what we have. Is that what we have? Eclipse?
I don't know the
I
name
thought one. It was I thought the eclipse was the black set,
the dark one. Okay. Mm-hmm. All
but
right,
I'm not sure. I don't know what the name
we is. Have to make a note to reach out to Jasper's human and find out in a couple of months how they liked it, because mm-hmm. I'm sure Wolf Essential would enjoy it. I know I certainly do enjoy mine. Again, drying the dog and it's just a pain.
Yeah, so Eclipse is the black one. Okay. Ours is the Overcast.
Okay.
So, but yeah. So I have a question for you.
Okay.
Do you ever dream about Leo or dream about Harley?
I wouldn't say that I dream about them. I go to sleep sometimes with them on my mind, but I wouldn't say that I've had a dream where I'm reliving having them in my presence or something like that. No.
I have been dreaming about Rodrigo for months, ever since he passed. And the dreams are so intense that I wake up thinking he's alive.
Really?
Yeah, they are so intense, so vivid. And what's funny is in the dream, I'm aware that he passed away. So I'm every time in the dreams, I'm always trying to take pictures of him and take video of him so I can show people that my dog came back. But I can never get my camera to work right, or the pictures don't turn out. They're blurry or something like that. Nothing ever works. And in last night's dream, Johan was there. And I'm like, look, it's Rodrigo. And Johan was just so cavalier, like, oh, yeah, you shouldn't have moved his bowl. You should have left it where it was, because now he doesn't know where his bowl is. And just sort of cavalier about it.
You know, I've heard of people who have had those type dreams. Mm-hmm. And they did some research and there was a common denominator. Do you know what that was?
What?
That the people drank moonshine.
I don't even want to talk to you anymore.
Now, did you dream about Blue?
I did in the very beginning. I didn't dream about Scout too much. You know, he came into my dreams a couple times. Sydney came into my dreams for a couple weeks. Rodrigo has been the most intense, where he comes into my dreams at least once a week, and it's been for months. Mm-hmm. And it's just very... You know, where he's running around, you know, he's like the way he was when he was younger, where he's running around and he's, you know, just, you know, not, you know, he's young and active and having fun. There's been a couple dreams where he came back with Sydney and Scout. Never with Blue though. But always with Sydney and Scout.
No.
He's done that a couple times, but mostly it's him. And, you know, when I'm talking to him, he doesn't talk back. But it's just sort of like in the dream, it feels like this is, it's real, but kind of surreal. Like, I don't recognize that I'm dreaming until I wake up. So I'd be curious if anyone listening to this has had that experience, because it is just like, it's been going on for months now. I'm not complaining. I know. I just find it interesting.
I remember you were probably the only person that I had shared with that I kind of got scared and thought that Jax was Leo, because the personalities are so similar,
mm-hmm.
and the gestures and the head movements and everything. And then I had to just tell myself to just let this go. And you remember I used to call you and tell you that and just move on. And because I used to, so stupid, I like be behind him and I'd go, Leo, to see if,
seriously, if he'd turn around.
If he would turn around. And I think if he had I'd have had a heart attack.
Well, that's what I never watched the movie, but that was sort of the premise of that movie. A Dog's Purpose. That's what it was, where the dog kept coming back just in different dog bodies, you know, because.
Yeah, and I didn't want to watch it for that reason. I didn't need anything to take me back to where I'd worked so hard to move from.
That's what's funny is that I know that there are people out there that love those movies that are animal lovers, but I don't personally know anyone that loves those movies. Everyone I know is just like, if it has a dog in it, lead me out. Someone sent me. My cat is going crazy and he's driving my dogs crazy. Someone sent me this book. It's called Thanks for Stopping By, Tales of Love and Loss from the World's Greatest Senior Dog Sanctuary. And they sent me a little thing of tissue along with the book. And I thought it was such a kind gesture, but I can't read that book. I it's too much. I can't. Personally, I can't consume content that makes me sad.
So take it to your vet, because there are some people who will lose a dog who will find solace in that book.
That's take a good idea.
And the vet can lend it out. Mm-hmm. So if somebody loses a dog and then has an interest in reading these stories to maybe have some kind of compassion connection.
Mm-hmm.
With other people, they can read it and they can bring it back to the vet.
Oh, that's such an excellent idea.
And then go ahead and give it back out to somebody else.
Because I didn't feel good about having it just sitting here.
Yeah. If you know you're not going to read it, then
I don't want to sit and cry.
Okay, it's kind of like those Chicken Soup for the Soul kind of books. Mm-hmm. Although those are supposed to be...
I find those to be more inspiring.
Inspirational.
Yeah.
But I said in terms of the format where you just have a collection mm-hmm. of stories. Yeah. This is a collection of stories, I guess, of dogs that have crossed over. But yeah, I'm pretty sure that if you explain it, that your vet would really appreciate having, because you're just giving it to them.
Yeah,
whether they
use
it or not.
Yeah, I will give it to Ashley this weekend when I see her, because I think that that's a great idea. Because, I mean, I just think it's such a thoughtful gesture. I just, when I opened it and saw the tissue, I was just like, this is not me. I don't watch sad movies where people, you know, like movies like Beaches and stuff like that. It's just not me. You know, I like comedies and I like action movies and I like my superhero movies and my sci-fi. Speaking of movies, today I went to the movies.
You saw The Beekeeper.
I saw The Beekeeper.
I know. I followed you on Facebook.
I was a Black woman in that theater.
I've never even heard of the movie.
First of all, if you ever want to know who goes to the movie in the middle of the day.
Well, wait a minute. Back that up. Huh? Just back that up. I don't know why you had to make that declaration. You're a Black woman in Marysville.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know why you want to say I was the only Black woman in the theater. Really?
I was the only Black woman in the theater.
You could say that about the co-op, the gas station, the grocery store. Okay, Kohl's, Marshall.
But I was laughing so loud that my friend was like, "What is wrong with you?" And I was like, "This is the best movie I have ever seen. It was so entertaining. I when it was over, I was sad because I was like, oh, because I have not been to a movie in so long where I just had an absolute blast. It was Jason Statham delivered with this movie. He delivered everything. It was one of those, when it was over, I was like, if I had been at home, I would have just started it all over again. I'd be watching it now because it was so much fun.
That's how movies are supposed to be.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, thoroughly and completely and utterly entertaining.
Takes you out of every, it was so much fun. It was just like, that's the reason why I wanted to see it is because I get that feeling from most of Jason Statham's movies. I mean, to me, it doesn't need to make sense. I don't need logic. I just want to have a good time. And in this movie, I just had a good time. I laughed so loudly a couple of times that I'm sure the people in front of me were just like, this lady needs to leave. But I was just like, I was shocked at the number of senior citizens in the theater. And I was wondering, did they understand the assignment?
Yes. Yes, they did.
Because I seemed to, me and my friends were the only ones laughing. I was the only one laughing like an obnoxious female.
Okay.
But
you were enjoying all of your $13.
I did. I loved every second of it. It was a good movie. But
there's nothing cheap. Well, listen, I came across something on social media, and I just really wanted to talk about this because I can relate, but I can't relate because, all right, this is not lengthy. She said, well, the time has come for me to go back to the office after work from home. I am so excited to get back into a normal routine for my own mental sanity, but I am just so stressed out about Leo and how he's going to adjust. Thankfully, after 90 days, I can work half in the office, half at home. So we just need to get through these first 90 days. It's just me and him, and family lives far away. I've never used Rover before, but have requested a few walkers on their site to see if they're available. He is 7, so he's been around the block, and I've worked in an office before, but not for a while. Really just reaching out to see how you all deal with dog mom guilt and how you put your mind at ease with going back into the office. He is just my whole entire heart, but mama's got to work so I can get him all the toys and treats that he deserves. And I thought that was such a very sweet thing to put out there. I purposely, and if I showed you the picture of this lady and her dog, it just melts your heart. I didn't want to look at the array of comments because I didn't want somebody's negativity to taint how warm and fuzzy this thing felt. Mm-hmm. So when I say that I can relate, but I can't relate, the reason why I can't relate to this totally is because Goofus goes to work with me.
Yeah, makes
so
sense.
So that's the part where I can't relate, but I can relate with the emotion. And I know that you initially, after the pandemic rested a little bit and the vaccines came out, did you ever go back into the office?
No. There was times where they were talking about it. So, you know, because it kept being extended. You know, remember back then it was only supposed to be a few weeks. Then it was supposed to be just a few months by the end of the year. It was just, but it just kept getting pushed back. And when they started having conversations about transitioning us back into the office, they got pushback from everybody. I won't say everybody. Some people were like excited to be able to get back to the office, but a lot of people really liked the routine of working from home. All of us were saving money, you know, gas money, lunch money. And the office was saving money because we were actually able to move to a smaller office So our lease is lower, and they don't have to pay for so many parking spaces. Not everyone got free parking, but, you know, for the folks that did. And also they used to pay for our, they're called Orca passes, where you can ride the train, the bus. I can't remember what else you can ride, the train, the bus, and something else. Oh, the light rail. And so that was a huge expense. And so that went away. I mean, there's still some people that get them, but it's like the number that did before the pandemic versus today is, you know, it's a small fraction. So the company was saving a lot of money by having us stay home too. So they sort of felt us out. You know, all the manager would call their employees and say, what are you, you know, we're having this conversation. What are your thoughts? And just most of us were saying, no, I like staying home. And I like being around my dogs. What's funny to me is I can understand the need for a routine, because although I can work from home, and I don't get distracted, I get a lot more done because I don't have people constantly coming up and talking to me. When Johan's home, it took a long time for me to get him to understand that just because I'm sitting on the sofa, because I used to have an office, a home office where I worked, but eventually I just started sitting on the sofa and I would just have the TV on as background noise. That's why I watch Grey's Anatomy on repeat, because I don't have to pay attention to it. And, but he would come in thinking, okay, well, let's talk. And I would have to be like, well, can't talk right now. But once I got my own little routine going with the dogs, with me, with the house, since I'm home all the time, I clean the house, I walk the dogs and all of that, and fitting that into my schedules, it worked out perfectly fine. I do find it interesting, though, the people who are excited to get back to the office. I mean, the people in our marketing department, those are the ones that were excited to get back to the office. I'm always interested in those people because I really like being at home.
Well, but you know, and I hear you. When we came back, because we're such a small office, we opted to take one day a week and work from home.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and I think I've shared this with you before, I chose Wednesday to break up Jax's week.
Yeah.
And I thought that was perfect because we, you know, he's a dog and I'm a senior. And so we have these 2 day work weeks, you know, Monday and Tuesday I'm in the office. And then I have Wednesday at home, Thursday and Friday I'm in the office. And actually then everything is geared around him on Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
grooming appointments, vet appointments, that type of stuff.
Yeah.
And that works for me because I'm able to, but I am in the canine human business. I have to interact with these people from time to time. So I have to go in. But you know, I have a coworker who male lives by himself. And to be honest with you, ever since we got back from he's never worked from home. He thrives on the human interaction because he lives alone.
Yeah.
And there is no, there's no dog, there's no fish or anything like that. So his interaction is, and he's has a very strong people personality.
Yeah.
People gravitate, they love to communicate with him. And he's just somebody that's interested in every and anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like robbing him of socialization. And that may be also with the marketing people. You know, you have Johan and the dogs. I've got Jax and I've got Lee. Lee still doesn't understand the boundaries. he really doesn't. And he thinks that if he just comes and stares in the doorway that and waits, that's not interrupting.
Yes.
You know, and it's like I went downstairs to get my tea and I put my little Baptist finger up. And I said, podcast. You know, and then he kind of gives me this look like, I know you told me. But for this particular lady, who may or may not hear us, but there may be other people that are doing it. I think, and I want to think, because it would make me sleep better, that the dog knows you're coming back.
Yeah. Well, I think my dogs are fine because I do, well, not at the moment, but I do go into the office once a week. And honestly, if I live closer to my office, like if it were like a, you know, 15, 20 minute drive away, mm-hmm. I would go in more often. It's the traffic that sometimes makes it an hour, hour and a half both ways. It's just not really worth it for me to go in. But yeah, I think, you know, my dogs adapt and adjust. And there's so many things you can do. She, you know, you read that she said that she's reached out to Rover. You know, there's, if it's in your budget, doggy daycares. So you can have a couple days a week where if the dog is amenable, can go to doggy daycare a couple days a week. You can have, I have a dog walker and I had that before the pandemic. Steven comes by the house twice a week to take the dogs for a walk. Or if it's, you know, he can even just take the dogs out into the yard and play with them for 30 minutes. But he usually just takes them for a walk. There's all kinds of stuff that you can do to, I mean, it's harder this time of year because the days are shorter, but, you know.
Well, and again, she did say she only has to go through this for 90 days, but man, they can throw a guilt trip on you in a minute. Because I wasn't. Well, this was a weird week in terms of I worked from home just about all week, but I had to observe a new team today. And so we have our routines. And when I don't do something with things that belong to Jax, mm-hmm. he has a tendency to understand that he's not going. But because he really didn't go with me at all this week, because I really didn't go, he just cut me a side eye. And went upstairs as if to say, you know, you didn't pack my food. I don't see my leash. So screw you, lady. And he just went upstairs. And I was like, it's just like that, huh? So they do get used to their routines. But I hope this lady understands that the dog will be fine. She'll be a wreck the first week. But the dog will be fine.
The other thing is, you know, if again, if it's in your budget and, you know, they're not very expensive. You can get the cameras that you can do the like the app so you can check your phone to see what your dog is up to during the day.
Oh, my God. I don't want to do that. I do not want to do that.
It's a bad habit because I basically would when I worked in the office, I had two monitors. And one monitor was, well, like when Apollo went to doggy daycare, one monitor was the feed from the doggy daycare. And they eventually took it down because basically everybody was, they just had the doggy daycare feed in. And only so many people can be on it at a time. So all of us would get it in the morning and set it up and just watch to see what our dogs were doing during the day. Mm-hmm. But during the day, with the app, I would just check in on the dogs. To see, oh, what are you doing? And most of the time, I only did that in the beginning. Most of the time, they were just sleeping.
That's pretty much what dogs do.
Yeah, they were just sleeping. It's not like they were. I mean, there were times when it was when we first got Apollo. Apollo was tearing something up, and it's like, what does he have? And that type of thing. But for the most part, once he got settled, they were just sleeping.
Mm-hmm. That's what they do. Mm-hmm. That is exactly what they do. So what's on your agenda dog related for the weekend?
For the weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good question. Most of my stuff is lots of dog walks because it's been so cold that we have not really gotten many walks in this week. We had we had freezing rain. So the dog walker only came once this past week. So we're going to do some walking. And I have an event, one of those paint and pour events with my local rescue. So we're going to
A drinking game.
We're going to go. Well, it's at a brewery and I don't drink beer. So,
but they have to serve something else besides that.
They do. They have ciders and stuff like that. But I don't always like the ciders like this. What I'm drinking right now is this red wine.
I noticed.
My sister-in-law made this, and it is delicious. I told her what I like, you know, and I told her I like sweet wines, and, you know, and I gave her examples of these are the wines that I like. So she made a wine that's sweet. It's not as sweet as a plum wine, but it's sweet, and it's made from blackberries. It doesn't even taste like blackberries. It just tastes like wine.
It sounds like it's like a muscadine wine thing.
It's, you can taste the blackberries right when it hits your tongue, but then it goes away. But it's delicious. It's absolutely delicious.
Well, I think that that's very nice.
Yeah. So she, you know, she went through a period. I don't know if she's still making wine. I have to ask her. But it is very, very delicious. And so if they had something like this, I would drink it. So, but most likely I'll probably be drinking a soda.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm not a beer person. Well, I don't have many big plans other than I will be massaging somebody's paws Saturday and Sunday morning.
Yeah.
And then we'll get out of this this freezing weather. I started Jack's back on the U-Move.
Mm-hmm.
And I did get my daily dog from Real Mushrooms, the powder. I'm not really excited about it.
Because, why not?
Well, I don't like powders.
Oh, okay.
I told you. But I'm dealing with it. I'm starting him on.
Have you tried to turn it into a gravy?
No.
That's what I do sometimes. Like, for instance, you know, I usually just mix it into their grind. But if I'm feeding something that's not a grind, like the other day, they just had chopped up Cornish game hen. So I just put it a little bit in a measuring cup and added hot water and mixed it in and poured it over their bones as like a gravy.
I'll try that tomorrow because... Yeah, but I'm watching the poop go through some stuff right now. You know, I pride myself on my dog's poop, and I can't pride myself right now because he's got some new things in his diet. So, but it's fine. And I didn't want to start both of them at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of held back on the Real mushroom. So I'm trying to do the U-Move in the morning. And then the mushrooms at night.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm still good with you. They had a really good Black Friday sale.
Who?
G-Move.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. They had a really good
I did get the chews. I know you said you don't like the chews, but I
get the tablets. Chews. Yeah.
I got the chews. And so I wish the mushrooms came in a chew. I'm all about the chew.
Well, those other ones do, just yeah, not the daily dog, but
not
the
daily
ones.
Dog. And I really wanted to use the daily dog because it seems to give me the coverage that I was looking for.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So congratulations on your incredible response to your video.
Isn't that amazing? That was a surprise. I've never had that happen before. Now I'm wondering how I can repeat it.
Well, you know, I told you, and it's interesting because I teased you about that, about how you had it going so fast when you were laying down the towels.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what in the world is she doing? But for those of you that don't know, Kimberly had a video that went viral.
I have a viral moment.
That's right.
First time.
371,000 views.
Yeah, I think it was 465.
Not when you posted it.
Was it 300?
But I mean, when you get over 200, you can make the number up, really.
Yeah, you're right. 351,000 views. Yep. So, but yeah, that was a surprise. Yeah, I got a notification from Facebook saying, good job. And I looked, I had a double take.
Jackson, I got to go down and play with towels when I finish. Right, Jackson? Jack said, I'm done.
Yeah. And I've been pretty happy because it's been, you know, mostly positive. Usually when a lot of eyes are on something, that's when you get all the people who don't have anything nice to say. But it's been, you know, mostly positive. So I appreciate that as well.
Before we leave, make me smile. Do we have any comments?
No.
Oh, God.
We do not.
She said, just no.
We do not.
Okay. Well, with that.
Well, have a lovely weekend. I hope the cold snap goes away real quickly.
The weather.
Both. Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess both. Yes. I was thinking the weather, but yeah, you're cold as well.
Yeah. I should be feeling a lot better. You know, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. And this too shall pass, as they say.
Yes.
Have a good weekend, my friend.
You too. Bye, Gracie.
Good night, Gracie.